next item is subdivision 2007-22, KGH Properties Development LLC as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we conceptually approve subdivision 2007-22 for KGH Properties Development LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. My motion is for approval of the subdivision as a concept only at this time, since its design and construction is contingent upon the existence of Carriage Green Phase 1, which currently only has preliminary approval. When Phase 1 receives final site plan approval, this application could then be considered for preliminary approval as an old business item at a future meeting. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community and will be integrated into Phase 1 of Carriage Greens, which received preliminary approval in 2005. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance, and I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance, and that it is a superior design because it preserves substantial amounts of open space, including wetlands and woodlands. It is screened by the existing woodlands, and it is integrated into the equestrian theme of Phase 1. The design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code, and the subdivision will have no more than 66 lots on 74.5 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. The subdivision proposed will be served by central water and sewer. And this concept for approval is subject to the following. After Phase 1 receives final approval, the applicant shall resubmit the preliminary site plan in compliance with the conditions of this conceptual approval and taking into account any changes caused by the final site plan that may be approved for Phase 1. The preliminary site plan shall be considered by the commission at a future meeting under, quote, old business. B, there shall be no more than 66 lots within the subdivision, and the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and as part of Phase 1, an area for a school bus shop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. And the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible, and the unforested area shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots, and a system of street lighting shall be established, and as indicated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County Ordinance and designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. This phase two shall be an extension of phase one and shall utilize the amenities of phase one, including the clubhouse, swimming pool, playground area, basketball and tennis courts, trails, and equestrian facility. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-22 KGH Properties Development LLC as a concept only for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next